Taking Flight Theatre Company is a company which challenges perceptions of disability and disabled people by placing them center stage in their productions. However, the coronavirus outbreak forced theatres across the UK to close their doors, but that didn't stop this company from continuing to champion accessibility. And to tell me more about their work since lockdown, I'm joined now by co-founder of Taking Flight Theatre, Elise Davidson. Hi, Elise.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. It's quite an unusual situation, isn't it?
Like nothing I've ever known. Yes, it's very unusual.
So obviously I mentioned the outbreak happened, but you've been very busy up until the lockdown.
Yeah, it's always very busy. But we were getting ready to produce our production of Road that was going to be happening in Treorchy at the Park and Dare Theatre, which was supposed to open September, October, which has now been postponed till next year. We made that decision quite early on, and I think it was the right decision. It was a hard decision, but it was the right one. I was getting ready to direct a production at The Egg in Bath, which couldn't happen in the physical space, but we started to work on a research project with Bath Spa University, which is very exciting. We also had our youth theatre for deaf and hard of hearing young people, which opened officially in January, February time this year, has moved online. And Stephanie Back, who's our leader of the youth theatre, is doing some amazing online work. So that's all still going on.
So was it easy to adapt and change how you work in the company? You've mentioned some of the digital stuff you're doing, but must have been quite overwhelming when it first happened.
Well, if we look back to March, I didn't know what a Zoom call was. I had managed a couple of Skype meetings, maybe, and a few things in Google Hangouts. I was very technically excited about everything, but I knew nothing about what was out there and the possibilities that are out there. And to be fair, I'm still only just starting to learn a little bit about all the possibilities that are there, and it's quite amazing all of the stuff that there is available to us. So it was a bit scary. It still is quite scary, and you know, we haven't moved all of our work digitally or online, because there's some things that we believe just needs to be done live and with a live audience. And obviously none of us know exactly when that's going to be possible again, but some of the work that we could move and explore digitally, we've had a little play around with doing that, and that's been really fun. I mean, the collaboration I mentioned with Bath Spa Productions, the research project called Lockdown Landscapes, involved us filming on Zoom, rehearsing on Google Meets, and then that was all edited together by a fabulous video editor. And then at the same time, we had kind of a replication of what it would have actually looked like in the theatre with a capture software, which meant that the 3D set could be shown on the side of the screen with lighting going on at the same time. And then all of that captioned, and the caption colours coordinating to the various characters that were performed through a social media platform. That's been a really exciting digital project to be involved in. And within that has thrown up lots of issues and things to consider about accessibility that we hadn't really thought about before, because we'd never been in that situation. So having interpreters on Zoom and using automated captions and seeing how quickly they can get overwhelmed in a rehearsal space when everyone gets a little bit excited and talks over each other, and how the automated captions can't quite manage to keep up with that speed of things, and they go a little bit astray. But then also making everybody in that rehearsal space really, really aware of the shared responsibility of access. And that's been a really lovely journey to see a lot of the students in particular who we've been working with who've really taken that on board.
Are there any particular accessibility issues when it comes to sight loss that you've noticed?
Absolutely. And I think in terms of audio description, we're only just starting to understand what's possible and how we can do that. I know there's lots of other companies out there that are doing some great work as well. We're part of a residency called the Never There Residencies with Surge in Scotland. And there was a cabaret, Surge have a cabaret, a live cabaret, on every Wednesday evening. And Taking Flight offered the audio description. And we spent quite a long time working at how it was possible to do this, because it's on a Zoom platform. We ended up actually using some of the technology that we have at our fingertips all the time, and we ended up doing the audio description via a private audio WhatsApp call that was going on at the same time, and that worked really well. I'm sure there's other ways to explore as well, so we're only just starting to work out how it's possible. Also, some of the things that we've become very aware of on Zoom calls in particular is making sure that everybody introduces themselves before they speak. And we've encouraged everybody to, you know, to audio describe themselves the first time that they speak, and then to say their name when they speak as well at the start, and the company they're from, just so that there's a little bit of context, because it's difficult when there's lots of voices coming in all the time. And obviously, a lot of us are relying on the video aspect of it. And if you can't see the video that's there, then that can be much more confusing.
So it's very likely this will be your reality for the next few months. What are your plans and goals?
It's such a changeable time at the moment. I think what I'm really excited about understanding a bit more is how we can use those tools that are out there for us, particularly the digital tools and the software that's available, to improve access in a digital world, to find ways that we can manipulate what's already there to make access a really exciting thing. And I think as we become less and less scared of technology, hopefully more and more companies will start to think of access creatively and in an online environment as well. And that's what I'm really excited about exploring and learning and talking to people who may already be doing stuff and finding out ways that we can improve anything that we're ending up putting out into a digital world.
It is a process, and obviously it takes time, but it's amazing to see that you're doing so much to kind of raise awareness about accessibility through your social media. And how can we follow you? Where can we find you?
So for Twitter, we are Taking Flight Co. And on Facebook, we're Taking Flight Theatre Company. And I think it's the same on Instagram as well. So you can follow us on that. And we'd love you to follow us. It would be really, really great. And some of the things that have been highlighted in the past, obviously by many, many people, but things that we're trying to highlight again using social media, is that obviously when you put a photograph up, you can audio describe it on Twitter. So please do use that tool. And when you use a hashtag, that if you start every word in your hashtag with a capital letter, then that makes it easier for the screen readers. And so we've been just encouraging people to do that as they put more and more work online, and also encouraging people to caption their videos and to provide access to also try and find ways to transfer that into their digital practice, to use this as an opportunity to discover ways that we can increase access rather than letting it fall through the cracks.
Well, I certainly hope other companies follow your lead. But in the meantime, Elise Davidson from Taking Flight Theatre, thank you for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been lovely. Thanks for asking me, and take really good care.